One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard in the phone booth at Letterman Hospital.
This is Teddy, Paul. I didn't wake you up, did I? I sound what? Well, to tell the truth, I am feeling sort of miserable. Could I run over and see you? I feel as though I've got to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Well, this is going to be a busy week, isn't it? Yes, even though you plan well, there always seems to be dozens of last-minute things to do the week before Christmas. There will probably be days when you'll feel worn out. So here's something to keep in mind, friends. When a tiring day brings on a headache, remember Alka-Seltzer. Yes, remember and take Alka-Seltzer for the fast, effective relief it can give. If you're downtown, stop in at the drugstore fountain for a glass of Alka-Seltzer. Keep Alka-Seltzer where you work, too. And, of course, never be without it in your home. Remember, where there's Alka-Seltzer, there's a way to fast relief from the pain and discomfort of a headache. That's Alka-Seltzer, your friend, in the friendly blue and white package. Chapter 16, Book 81. Paul Barber's adopted daughter, Teddy, steps out of the elevator into the foyer of Letterman Hospital in San Francisco. It is 10:30, and Teddy has just come off duty. She turns up her coat collar and steps out into the fog which blankets the city. She pauses. In the distance, a foghorn gives off a somber blare. A dismal night for a lonely girl. She stands indecisively for some time, then turns and goes back inside and steps into the phone booth. Her hand trembles a little as she dials Paul's number. The ringing sound on the other end of the wire seems strange and far away in her ear. She wonders if Paul is asleep, or if he's out, or... No, he's answering.
Hello, Paul. This is Teddy. I'm at the hospital. Yes, I just came off duty. I didn't wake you up, did I? I sound what? Well, to tell the truth, I am feeling sort of miserable. Oh, I don't know, Paul. Could I run over and see you for a while? I feel as though I've got to talk to you. Oh, is Father Barber in bed? I'd rather not see him. Huh? Oh, Cliff? Oh, that's all right. No, I have a key to the front door. I'll let myself in and come up quietly to your studio. I have my car, so I'll be there in about 5 minutes or so. I'm used to driving around in the fog, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yes, I know, but I want you to take it easy. Fog's probably made the streets pretty slippery, Teddy. All right. It'd be good to see you. Goodbye.
Teddy coming over?
Yes, he just got through work. Poor kid sounds distraught.
He's probably feeling lonesome. Night like this is enough to make anybody feel that way. Be good for her to come and see you.
She's always welcome to come back here to her old room whenever she wants to, but she's afraid she'd be too uncomfortable with Dad feeling the way he does. She wanted to be sure he'd gone to bed before she came tonight.
Hey, Paul, what's this Doc Thompson told Dad about Teddy? Something about seeing her with a young doctor the other night? She's starting a new romance?
Well, I haven't seen Teddy, so I don't know anything about it, Cliff. All I know is what Dad told me. He came to me with fire in his eye and said that Teddy was running around with another man, as he put it, and wanted me to do something about it.
Well, I'm not absolutely sure, but I think he went to see Teddy. He went to Maudie's apartment, and Teddy wasn't there. But apparently he did talk to Maudie and sort of got his ears pinned back.
Oh?
I don't think he came right out and admitted it, but Mom got enough out of him, so she's pretty sure that's about it. He doesn't put much over on her.
No, she... Come in. Oh, Dad.
Thought you'd be sound asleep by now, Dad.
Yes. I put on my robe and slippers and came up for a moment. I was just about to drop off and something occurred to me, boy.
Yes?
I meant to tell you this before. It's about that girl that Teddy's staying with, that Maudie Pemberton. Oh, you'll be interested in this also, Clifford.
If it's about Maudie, I sure am, Dad.
Huh? You haven't met her, have you?
No, I'm just interested, so.
Yes. Sit here by the fire. Yeah. Got a little chilly coming up here with just my robe on. Yeah, Paul, have you seen Teddy recently?
Not for a few days, no.
Yes, I asked because I thought perhaps she might have said something about a call I made the other day.
You mean you called on Teddy?
Well, I didn't actually see Teddy. As a matter of fact, I haven't seen her since our unfortunate separation. Yes, that was one reason I called at Miss Pemberton's apartment.
Did you meet Marty, Dad?
I'm coming to that. As I said, Teddy wasn't in, and I had a short visit with this young lady she's staying with.
With Marty?
Yes, quite a remarkable young woman in a way.
You mean you liked her?
Yes. Well, I thought that Paul would be interested in the fact that I had interviewed the young lady. Yes, yes. Rather than have him hear it from some other source. I thought, too, he would like to have my impressions of her.
Well, what were they?
As you know, I had some misgivings about Teddy living with someone who might, at a crucial time like this, Teddy could be easily influenced. You understand, Paul?
Are you trying to tell me that Marty is a good influence, or she isn't?
I just wanted you to know that I had met her, and that perhaps I may have been a bit hasty in my judgment of her. Yes, yes, we'll put it that way. Well, she may leave something to be desired, but I do believe she has Teddy's interest at heart.
Well, I felt that from the very beginning, Dad.
Yes, I thought I'd give you my conclusions, nevertheless.
Okay, well, thanks, Dad.
Yes, yes, I'll go back down to bed now. I left your mother sound asleep.
Well, I hope you get a good sleep, Dad.
Good night.
Bye, Dad. What was that all about, you suppose?
He can really go around the old mulberry bush, can't he?
I think his conscience has been bothering that he went to that apartment and hadn't told you about it.
Poor Dad.
You know, when it comes right down to it, he's got a lot of respect for somebody who stands up to him. It might clear the atmosphere if he and Teddy got together and had a good knockdown, drag-out battle. If he'd stayed around a little longer, they might have had it tonight. I thought sure she'd pop in while he was still here.
One cross word would about do her in tonight, I'm afraid.
Yeah, Dad would probably have given it to her, too. Gosh, Paul, she can't go on like this. Why don't you just insist on her coming back here to live? Let's face it, she's never going back to Elwood, so she might just as well come on home and start making a new life for herself. After she braves the initial storm from Dad, it wouldn't be so bad.
Yes, but it's going to take her quite a little while before she's adjusted to this step she's taken, Cliff. As a matter of fact, I sometimes wonder if she'll ever become adjusted to it.
Huh? You mean she's carrying a torch for Elwood and doesn't know it? Something like that?
No, simply that.
Hello?
Oh, Teddy. Come in.
Hi, honey.
Longer to get here than I thought it would.
Well, come over here by the fire and get warm.
Gosh, it's good to see you.
Thanks, Cliff. Oh, it's really foggy and cold out.
Well, you certainly came up here quietly. We didn't have any idea you were in the house till you opened the door.
I tiptoed past Father Barber's door. Thought I heard him grunt as I went by, but the room was dark.
He was up here a little while ago. We were afraid your paths were going to cross.
I thought you said he was in bed when I phoned, Paul.
He was, but he got up and paid us a little visit. Don't look so alarmed. He's settled for the night now.
Yeah, just relax, honey. You look like you're about to take off.
I do feel a bit jumpy. Don't know why, but...
Well, you'll be okay pretty quick. Well, I'm going to beat it because I know you want to talk to Paul. I wish you'd come around more often, Teddy. We sure miss you.
Thank you, Cliff. You don't know how much it helps to hear that.
Yeah. Well, take it easy.
I'll try.
Night now.
Night, Cliff.
You still feel cold? You were almost shivering when you came in.
Nervousness more than anything, I think, Paul.
Has something happened to upset you, Teddy?
Well, nothing in particular. It's just that I... Oh, Paul, I don't know what's wrong, but Lately, I can't stand myself. I left Elwood because I couldn't stand him. Now I can't stand myself. What's the use? What's the use of anything in the whole world?
You're feeling pretty lonely, aren't you, Teddy, darling?
Don't be kind to me, Paul, or I'll be a baby and I don't want to be. Maybe it'd be better if you got after me and told me what another failure I am. Failure as a wife, as a daughter, and everything else.
You're not a very good judge of that right now, Teddy. And because you're feeling that way doesn't mean that I am, too.
But I'm in such a state now, Paul, that I'm afraid of myself. Everything seems so hopeless that I'm tempted to do something rash and crazy. I don't want to. Deep down, I don't. But there are times when I tell myself that it doesn't make any difference. That's what everybody expects me to do, so why not? Who'd care anyway?
Everybody who loves you would care. Teddy, you haven't been rejected or cast out. You'll never lose me or my love, no matter what you might do. If you did do something rash, I might regret it just as you might, but it wouldn't affect my love. Look at me. That's it. When you were a little girl and I adopted you, I told you that at last you had a father who would never forsake you. You sat looking at me very much as you're looking at me now. And there were tears in your eyes then, too. Happier tears, as I assured you that you would never again have to feel that you were alone in the world or that nobody cared about you or loved you. What I said then I meant, and it hasn't changed. I'm always here to help you.
Oh, Paul.
I understand how you would have those rash thoughts. You probably had them when you made that date and went out with the young doctor the other night.
I wanted to tell you about that. It was nothing, really.
Of course it wasn't. I know that. But I also know how natural it would be for you to entertain doubts about what you might do. Or what any girl would have under the circumstances. You'll work through it. I'm not going to talk anymore. You're tired. I want you to go in there in your own room now and go to bed and sleep. Good night, Teddy, darling.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Ladies, try Bactine and our double your money back guarantee. That's right, double your money back if you don't say Bactine is the finest family antiseptic and general purpose germicide you've ever used. Bactine has amazing germ killing powers, yet it is so gentle to the skin, so fresh and clean smelling. Bactine does not hurt, it does not stain, but it is powerful, and it does protect against the spread of infection. Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist and try it at our risk. When someone in the family has a cut or scratch, bathe it with Bactine. When the itching and burning of athlete's foot causes discomfort, bathe the feet with Bactine. When you're caring for the sick or preparing food, make sure your hands are clean. Bathe them with Bactine. These are but a few of Bactine's many, many household uses. Get a bottle of Bactine and read how this remarkable product can be helpful to you every day. All we ask you to do is try your first bottle of this wonderful new family antiseptic made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. If you don't say Bactine is the finest family antiseptic, that it has more helpful uses in your home than any antiseptic you've ever used, return the bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and we'll give you double your money back. Yes, double your money back if you don't like it. Your drugstore has Bactine in 30 and 70 cent size bottles. Be sure you ask for Bactine, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Paul, if I stay here tonight, I'm sure to see Father Barber in the morning.
Yes?
But I don't want to see him.
You have to face him sometime, Teddy. And no matter what he says, just remember that I'm going to stand by you.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you've ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. Bactine. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Father Barber questions Teddy. Chapter 17, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.